Module 4.
You know, we live in a chaotic world. A world full of stress, full of anxiety, traffic. Just life itself can be tensed. We live in a world full of worries, where we are forced around negativity. We're forced to be around it, whether it's at our job, whether it's in a bad relationship sometimes, it is all around us. But it is possible to maintain positivity and a positive mindset in a chaotic world. Because negativity destroys your ability and determination to achieve your goals. And I know many of you out there have goals and dreams set out for this year. I know I do. And we're just getting to February. And I can tell you now, I faced some negative experiences already in 2016. And so I wanted to share with you some steps that's helping me and my family to maintain a positive mindset in this chaotic world. You know, things come up, last minute things, you have, you know, a lot of tensed moments. You know, I drive my daughters to dance practice from Saturday to Wednesday. They have dance rehearsal Saturday to Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And we live 20 minutes away from where they practice at. Well, my husband works most of the day, so it's my responsibility to take them to dance rehearsal. Well, there's traffic, endless traffic every time we get on the road. And so it is so easy for me to get frustrated, to get stressed, to get anxious, but I have to learn to keep a positive mindset in the midst of stress, stressful moments like those. So I want to share with you today how you can maintain a positive mindset, like I've been maintaining a positive mindset. And it's so peaceful. It's so rewarding knowing that everything is going to work out. Everything is going to be okay. And when you begin to implement these steps that I'm going to share, you're going to see your perspective changing, your mind changing, you're more at ease, and even though there's trouble around you, you're going to feel a sense of peace. So the first thing that you need to do to keep and maintain that positive mindset this year is stay around positive people. It is a known fact, if you are always around inspired people, you yourself will become inspired by them. When you're around people that complain all of the time, eventually you'll find that you'll be complaining. You know, they'll complain about the weather. Every time you turn around, they're complaining about the weather. They're complaining about the schools. They're complaining about how they feel that day. And when you're around them all of the time, even at work, they're complaining about their job, complaining about the manager, the boss. If you don't be careful, it'll rub off on you. So in order to keep positive around you and to have positive vibes this year, you've got to stay around people who are positive. Stay around people who see the glass half full and not half empty. So that's the first step. Stay around positive people. What you need to do this year is review your circle. Review your circle and begin to weed out those people who are full of negativity. Always contentious and they love conflict or they love to nag, begin to weed those people out because they are nothing but a headache and it's going to rub off on you and it's not attractive at all. The second step to staying positive and keeping a positive mindset is exercise. Get up early in the morning and begin a daily routine of doing some exercises. I don't care if it's stretching, if it's, you know, yoga, whatever it is, take an aerobics class, you know, a spinning class, whatever you do, do something to stimulate your mind. Exercising is really important for having a positive mindset this year because it's going to release positive chemicals in your body. And as a result, You're going to feel so much more alive, I guarantee you. There's nothing more that I enjoy doing than working out. And I go even when I don't feel like it, because at the end of the day, I still have this burst of energy. Because I know throughout the day, I'm going to face some tension. I'm going to face some very uncomfortable situations. And exercise at the beginning of the day, it stimulates my mind and gets the right chemicals in my body. It's going to release the right chemicals out of my body. So I know that I'm able to face these negative instances, these negative things that are going to happen throughout the day, the stressful moments. My body will release positivity. So exercise plays a very, very important role in keeping a positive mindset. And then the third thing, believe in yourself. You know, that's how you're going to stay positive. You've got to believe in yourself. See, your mind believes whatever you want it to believe. It will believe whatever you download it to believe. If you keep saying to yourself that you can't do something, you'll never be able to do it. So believe in yourself. Believe that you can accomplish that goal. Believe that you can graduate. Whatever it is, you have to learn how to believe in yourself. Continue to speak to yourself and tell yourself you're going to get to this end. You're going to finish. You're going to get to the finish line. So believe in yourself. Talk positively. You know, in the book, Winning Confessions of a Diva, you know, it talks about, I share examples of confessions that you can implement in your life on a daily basis, whether you're single, you're married, you have children, or you desire to have children. You have to speak positive affirmations over your life to create and manifest positive results. Always use positive words while you're in a conversation. When people ask you, well, how you doing? Don't give them sad responses. Oh, I'm all right. Well, yeah. No. Tell them, I'm doing great. I'm having a great day. How is your day? How are you doing? Because that energy is transferable. When you begin to just run down the line how terrible your boss was today and the customers were so rude, and nobody wants to hear that when they ask you how you're doing. Talk positively when you're in conversations. Stop talking and nagging about the politics and the community, and stop maximizing negativity and maximize positive things. Because those who are very negative and very cynical, nobody wants to be around them. And you can tell how they think and see themselves by how they see the world. So talk positively. And then this one I just love to use because I do it every day. Use music and videos to uplift you. You know, music and videos always have extraordinary effects on your mood. You know, when I just the other day, I was just really just I had a headache. I was stressing about some work that I needed to get done. And immediately I cut on some jazz music, and I really listen to jazz music. But it did something to me at that moment, and it eased my mind. It just brought my mind down. It was a peace. There was a peace. And when you listen to, for instance, listen to podcasts like these, or you listen to positive music, it changes your mood. You know, I can be honest with you, there is some rap that I do enjoy. I especially enjoy listening to rap music when I'm working out. That's just me. That's the genre. Hip hop and rap music is what I like when I'm working out. Well, I can't listen to it all day, every day. You know, I'll be snapping off on people if I'm listening to rap and hip hop all day long. If I need to be in a mood of peace, a mood of transformation, a mood of joyfulness, compassion, there's a type of music that I need to listen to. Or affirmation, or different speakers that I have to listen to that can help transform my mood. And you can do it whenever you want. You know, many of you have iPhones or Androids, and there are apps that you can use that can help you and put you into a positive mindset. Then another thing, be grateful. This is how you can maintain a positive mindset. Be grateful for the things that you have. There's nothing worse than being around a person who is so ungrateful. When you go to bed tonight, I want you to pray. And I want you to ask God to forgive you for not being grateful. And then I want you to thank Him for all of the great things He's done for you up until this point. Thank Him. You're alive and well right now. Be grateful. Because how could you receive anything more if you're not grateful for everything now that you have? Another step, read positive books. Reading positive quotes and books will help you change your attitude towards positive vibes. Read positive books whenever you're traveling. Like I love when I'm traveling. I love to have books with me. You know, now we have the advantage when we have our iPad. You can download your books on your iPad. So read positivity. I wonder what a lot of your libraries look like. Because what you read, what you download on the inside of you is what will produce on the outside. So read positive books. And this last one, learn from your past. Studies show that instead of running from your past and using it as a way of criticizing yourself, if you use your past to learn, it helps develop a positive mindset in both your personal and professional life. And see, what happens is we don't realize that our past was our lesson. And when you are able to realize that, you will be able to use your past and turn it into positivity. You can use it as your platform to help and empower other people. But when you continue to mope and complain and play the victim from your past, you can't grow and you will remain in a negative state. So learn from your past.